here. The bushes were overgrown, and it was difficult to see the path here. But she found the entrance, beside the high blueberry bushes. How often she had stopped here, in late summer, to pick a handful of the sweet berries. Her hands and mouth would be blue afterward. Mama always laughed when she came home. Now it was dark again, as the trees and bushes closed around her, and she had to move more slowly, though she still tried to run. Anna Marie thought of Mama, her ankle so swollen and her face so pained. She hoped Mama had called the doctor by now. The local doctor was an old man, brusque and businesslike, though with kind eyes. He had come to the farmhouse several times during the summers of the past, his battered car noisy on the dirt road. He had come once when Kirsty, a tiny baby then, had been sick and wailing with an earache. And he had come when Lisa had spilled hot grease, cooking breakfast, and burned her hand. Anna Marie turned again as the path divided once more. The left fork would take her directly to the village. It was the way they had come from the train, and the way Mama had walked to school as a girl. But Anna Marie turned to the right, heading now toward the harbor side, where the fishing boats lay at anchor. She had often come this way before, too, sometimes at the end of the afternoon, to pick out the Ingeborg, Uncle Henrik's boat, from the many returning, and to watch him and his helpers unload the day's catch of slippery, shimmering herring still flopping in their containers. Even now, with the boats in the harbor ahead empty of fish, preparing to leave for the day's fishing, she could smell the oily, salty scent of herring, which always remained in the air here. It wasn't far now, and it was getting lighter. She ran almost as fast as she had run at school in the Friday foot races, almost as fast as she had run down the Copenhagen sidewalk on the day that the soldier had stopped her with his call of Halte. Anna Marie continued the story in her head. Suddenly, as Little Red Riding Hood walked through the woods, she heard a noise. She heard a rustling in the bushes. A wolf, Kirsty would always say, shivering with fearful delight. I know it's going to be the wolf.